God can do special things in everyone's life. I told you like the time I did. Did I preach this Sunday, right? With Eddie Lineman, where he got right up out of bed. He was laying. He raised up. He didn't get out of bed. He raised up and saw. He was just going. And then I said, I know he saw heaven open up, man. And then I told Ruthie about years ago when I lived in Toledo. I was with Pastor Teets and his family. And his grandma was dying. We called her Grandma Dart. And I went over and talked to her for a few minutes. And then I started praying with her. I said, let's bow. And Perry Teets' dad was there, and he wasn't saved yet. And, of course, his mom and stuff, a bunch of the family. And as I was praying, our eyes were closed. And as I was praying, I said, the Lord showed me that I sensed her spirit left her body. I'm not doing hokey pokey with you. But and as I prayed, I said, Grandma, I believe you can see Jesus right now. Because my eyes were closed. But I got so excited. I said, Lord, you're actually taking her right now. And we opened up our eyes. When I got done praying, she was gone. She went while I was praying, and my spirit sensed it. I'm not one of those hokey pokey, but I'm telling you, God can do things like that. It is possible. Amen. And so I'll never forget that as long as I live. There are certain things in the ministry you will always remember. There's a lot of things that happen. And tonight I want to talk to you about the third heaven. I want to talk to you about Paul and about some other things. So pray for Brother Mike Sells. He's not doing well. Boy, I miss my big guy. Pray for Mike and the rest of the folks. We have a lot of folks not doing well. 2 Corinthians 12, let's all stand for the reading of God's Word, verses 1 through 4. 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 4. How many got 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Look what he says in verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above. He didn't say about. It's not an heir. He was above, Billy. Look up here. When you're out of your body, are you above? Yeah. Above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Wow. Heaven's so great you can't even talk about it. Isn't that something? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you put this in my heart a few days ago, and Lord, I pray you help me be a blessing to the people now. And Lord, thank you for the Apostle Paul and his testimonies of you and of the things of God in heaven. Bless our people here tonight, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. How many of you ever heard people talk on the radio out-of-body experience? I think you would call this an out-of-body experience for Paul. Yeah, Paul had an out-of-body experience. Paul actually got to go up to the third heavens, then came back into his body. Now there are three. You know what? I'm going to buy another chalkboard. I like teaching sometimes on a board. Don't worry about it now, Eddie. It's not here no more, though, is it, Eddie? It goes back to school. We need to buy another one and have it over here for me because they need that in school. There are three heavens talked about in the Bible. You're taking notes. There are three heavens. The first heaven is where the birds fly. The second heaven is where the stars are. But the third heaven is where God abodes. That's where God, the third heaven is God's abode. And so Paul was taken up beyond the birds, beyond the stars. He was taken up right where God abides. Can anyone say amen? We believe Paul had this out-of-body experience when he was left for dead. Now, if you'll follow with me, look at Acts chapter 14. Acts 14. And verse 19. Sometimes it'd be good to, like, you would put, like right now in the Corinthians, over in the book of Acts, below that verse 19, you could put 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 4. And then when you go to Acts, I mean, when you go to Corinthians, you could put Acts 14, 19. Did I give you that scripture, 14, 19? Look what it says there about Paul. This is when we think, this is when we believe he went to the third heaven. And there came, are you in verse 19, Acts 14? There came certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, having stoned Paul, they stoned him. They stoned him for preaching the gospel. Drew him out of the city, they drug him out. Supposing he had been dead. Well, he didn't die, but he must have been so far gone they thought he was dead. And this is where we believe when Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians 12, this is where we think this happened right here in Acts 14, 19. Now, I'm just going to try to teach you a few things tonight. I won't keep you long. Let's think about this out-of-body experience. God created men in the likeness of God. Look at Genesis 1:26. I can quote scripture, but I want you to see it. Stay in Genesis. I got a few of them in Genesis. But look at 1:26 and 27. In Genesis 1:26 and 27, God said, let us, plurality, trinity, are you with me? How many are with me on this 1:26 of Genesis? Let us, referring to the trinity, the word God, is a uniplural noun pertaining to more than one. Let us make man in our image. That word God is in Hebrews, Elohim, which is a uniplural noun, meaning more than one. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle. And if we want to eat hamburgers, we can, because we got dominion over them. If we want to go fishing, we got dominion over them. If I want to go out and shoot a goose, I got dominion over the fowl. For all you crusaders. and over every creepy thing, if I want that creepeth upon the earth. You say, I wouldn't kill nothing. Well, you eat those hamburgers every day, you killed that cow. You like that fish, you like that little fish dinner at McDonald's or somewhere. And people crack up sometimes. They tickle me. Then look at verse 27. So God created man, how? In his own image. How many see that? In the image of God created him, male and female, created them. How did God create man? Well, God's a trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We are a trinity. Just like God, we're a body, soul, spirit. Jesus had a body. Soul, the heart of man, and then the spirit. How many are with me? God's a trinity, we're a trinity. He made us a trinity. Are you still in Genesis with me? Look at Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. That's why when we die, we go back to dust. We were made out of dust. We're not worth very much, are we? But we're precious in the sight of God. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. That's why they can't create it. God gives life. And man became what? A living soul. We are a body, soul, and spirit. And that soul is living. A living, I mean, we're with me yet. Living soul. And so, you have a body. Every one of you are a trinity. Eddie, you're a body. Inside your body, you got that soul that God saved when you trusted, and your spirit, the spirit's intellect. How many are still with me? Okay, are you still? How many are with me, preacher? Now watch. If you don't think you don't have a body, soul, and spirit, there's a lot of examples. I'm just going to give you one. Look at Genesis 35. And when you die, that soul leaves that body. This is just one example. There's lots of them. Genesis 35. I'm getting there. In verse 18. How many have got 35:18 of Genesis? And it came to pass, and by the way, it always does, as her soul, watch the scripture. It came to pass, read with me, as her soul was in departing, for she died. How many are with me? Boy, you can't get no more plainer than that. Her soul left her body and she died, Billy. And so, look up here. So when people die, their soul leaves. Their spirit leaves too, because the Bible says all spirits go back to God. But the soul is what he saves. How many are still with me? When Bobby last Monday went to be with the Lord, the moment he took his last breath, that soul and spirit left. Went right up to heaven. Oh, his body's going to lay in the ground. But boy, when Jesus comes back, the trump of God's going to, those graves that Bobby and June are going to open up, they're going to shoot up. Old dad's going to shoot up. Old mom's going to shoot up. And that that old corrupt, decayed body is going to go up and become new. And that soul and spirit of Bob and June, they're going to go in their old, and God's going to give them brand new bodies that never die again. Hallelujah. And by the way, if you're saved, you got the same thing too. Only thing is, if you're alive when the rapture happens, he's going to take us, it's all going up. Going up, 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 with uptown. Remember that when we were kids? Oh, well, that's an old thing. It's a soda pop, I think. And it came to pass as her soul was in departing. For she, what did she do? When people die, that eternal soul of Genesis 2, remember we read Genesis 2:7? And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Years ago, when I went to Bible college, one of my teachers, Brother Pastor Heisler, Ron Heisler, he taught me this. There was a time that you did not exist. Yeah, we weren't born yet. But there never will be a time that you cease to exist. Because now we're born a living soul. Before we weren't born, we did not exist. How many are still with me? But after you're born, there was a time that you did not exist. But there'll never be a time that you'll cease to exist. Death is only a gateway to eternity. And what you do with Jesus Christ determines your eternity. So every person, once they're born, they're an eternal, living soul. And that's why Jesus came. He came to seek and to save them who were lost. And all people are lost. Amen? Wow, we're quiet. Amen? And that soul departed and it went to heaven, went to paradise at that time. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, I know my people in Romans, they said, man, preacher, you taught me this in Romans, preacher. I'm teaching it again. Sometimes I think about trying to teach that book again on Wednesday, but we'd never get it done. Let's see, 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's see, I went the wrong way. I'll be there in just one minute. Here we go. My fingers have a hard time. There we go. All right. How many got 1 Thessalonians 5:23? And the very God, I'm working on the Trinity, and I'm working about the body, soul, and spirit, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. God never does things halfway. He does it wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body. How many see that? That's the Trinity. Look what God says. I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get blameless, you get saved. Faithful, 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Man, I like that, Coolidge. Hey, he's saying, hey, you, I saved you, don't worry about it. I'll do it. Amen. The old timers will be, in other words, take it to the bank. When I was a young kid, the old timers would say, you didn't have to make up no contracts. They just say, take a handshake. And he said, you can take my handshake to the bank. Well, you can take all God's word to the bank. It's always going to be true. It's always going to be held up. It's always going to be sure to do whatever it says it's going to do. Amen? And your whole spirit, soul, body be preserved what? Blameless. Let me see that. People don't get to heaven without being saved. God's talking about being saved there. Now, look at a few more scriptures, and then I'm going to give you a couple more, and then I'll let you go home. Look at 2 Corinthians 5. I know you know these. I know you know these, but you know what? You need to put stuff in your heart. Look at how many have got verse 6. 2 Corinthians 5, 6. You can teach this in your classes. You can teach this in the bus ministry. Teach it in the jail ministry, what I'm giving to you. Everybody wonders about what happens after death. Everybody wonders about that. Therefore, I'm in 2 Corinthians 5, 6. Therefore, we are always confident. Why are we always confident, Paul? Knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we're living, we are absent from the Lord. Yeah, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, verse 8, I say and willing rather be absent from the body than be present with the Lord. D, your daddy was absent from the body last Monday. But greater than that, then he was present with the Lord. Amen? And so, and then it goes on, says verse 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Look up here. I can't teach this tonight because I got our stuff here. There's two different judgments. The saved people go to the judgment seat of Christ. That's up in heaven. It's after the rapture. Sometime after the rapture, we're going to stand before Christ, the judgment seat of Christ. And look what verse 10 says. We'll give an account. Must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he had done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, knowing that you're going to stand before God. Oh, yeah, we're saved. We're not going to hell, but we're still going to give an account of how we lived our life. We persuade men, but we made manifest in you. I trust also to make manifest in your conscience. He said, hey, you Christians, I hope you realize something. You're going to stand one day before God Almighty, not for salvation, but for your stewardship, how you serve God. And he said, I hope it gets down deep in your conscience, because that day, just like the lost people got their day, we've got our day coming. And you'll be there. I'm not over in Corinthians, says Corinthians 3, we don't have time to turn, says you'll be saved yet by fire, and the works will be burned up. But anyways, so God is teaching us that we do have a body, soul, and spirit, and that he wants to save them, and that we can have confidence once we trust Christ. Verse 8 says, we are confident, I say, willing rather be absent from the body, present the Lord. Don't have to fear death, because God's made a way for us. Look at Philippians chapter 1. Look what Paul says there in Philippians. Verse 21 to 23. Philippians 1, 21. Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, for me to live is what? Right. And to die is what? Yeah. D, I miss your mom and dad. I miss, mom's been gone a while, but I already miss them. But I'm going to tell you something. They wouldn't come back if they could come back. To die is gain. They're out of this crazy old perverse world, full of sin, full of sickness. How many are still with me? Look up here. This is the truth, too. It's in our body. We all want to cling to life. We all want to, every one of us want to cling to life. I'm glad I'm living. But when the day comes I have to die, and I go up to heaven, I'll say, man, why in the world did those people pray me out of this when I was in the hospital? I'm glad you did, by the way, but while we're here, we don't want to leave. But boy, once we get to the other side, man, we can't believe it. Wow, I'll never go back now. This is too good. How many know what I'm saying? It's so exciting. Don't we have a great God? And notice what he says, for me to live is Christ and die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I should choose, I will not. For I am in a strait. He said, I'm caught between two things. I'm betwixt two. He says, there's two things just bouncing me back and forth like a ping pong. Having the desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. He said, I'd rather die and go to heaven. But God wants me to stay here and help you folks. Isn't that exciting? Boy, Billy, the Apostle Paul was positive where he was going. I'm not doing the scriptures tonight. Over and over and over, the Word of God, Paul said, you don't have to be ashamed. He's persuaded, and he knew for sure that he was going to heaven. And he said, for I am in a strait between two, having to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Yeah, when this old life ends, it's hard to leave. But I'll tell you, once we leave, we're in a far better place. Amen? No more upset stomachs. No more sugar. No more high blood pressure. No more gout. Hello? Come here with me. No more strokes. No more heart attacks. No more brain attacks. Come here still with me. No more having broken hearts over people you love. Man, I'll tell you, that's why they call it heaven. It's heaven. Amen? And so we see for a fact here, Corinthians and Philippians say, when you die, you go to heaven immediately. How many can see that? Okay, I'm going to give you the end of the thing. I did all those little verses. How many would say the scripture teaches that when you die, you go to heaven? You definitely die. You go to heaven. Well, they gave Paul up for dead. Why didn't he just go? And we read in Corinthians 12, he did go to the third heaven. How many, hello? How many are with me yet? I'm gonna try to teach you something, Billy. Not very big, but it's something special to have. Then if Paul died and went to the third heaven, why did he come back? Oh, it wasn't his time, preacher. It was more than that. Although I do agree with that. It wasn't his time. But Jackie says he was caught up in the third heaven. He heard things unspeakable. It was so beautiful and so wonderful. He couldn't even speak about it. It's beyond man's imagination. It's beyond man's vocabulation. How many are with me yet? How did Paul get back? I'm going to show you scripture now, and we're going to be done. I was talking to Ruthie Hill about this, and I believe this with all my heart. You don't have to believe me about this, but I believe I'm right. And when we get to heaven, if you don't believe me, God will tell you I was right. Look at one last scripture with me. Why do we hear, by the way, why do we hear about people telling about out-of-body experiences when they were pronounced dead? I've heard lots of them. They'll say, and by the way, man, even though they said I was far gone, Eddie, I couldn't have been that far gone. I didn't have any out-of-body, although I did talk to David about selling fish that we caught in Naples, and we weren't in Naples, and I don't have a boat. And I actually thought that he came, I said, hey, Dave, what'd you do with those fish we caught? And there were seven of them. Seven or six, I can't remember what I I don't even know what I was, I don't even remember what I did. He was telling me, I was telling, they had more, too bad they didn't tape everything I said. Well, they had me tripping on that medicine, I guarantee you that. I wasn't in the third heaven, I was with Tiny Tim walking in the tulips, I'm going to tell you that right now. That's funny, Lizzie. Look up here. Paul went to third heaven, yet he came back. People tell you, I looked down, and they actually described the doctors who was all there to the very, very exact, everything perfect. How can they do that? How can people? Now, I realize not all are true, you know, but some of them are true. Some are made up. But I've listened to people, and some of those things are true because the way they talk about it, I know they're talking what I believe the Scripture teaches. Paul said he saw things he couldn't even talk about. It was beyond measure. Now watch. Man, he was there. He was there! Is God a Trinity? Tell me what the Trinity of God is. That's right. Tell me, is man a Trinity? What is the Trinity of man? Okay, now watch. Body, soul, and spirit. Paul's soul was up in heaven. His body wasn't. Are you still with me? Look at one last scripture with me. How many of you ladies had babies before? Had a baby, raise your hand. All right. You know exactly what I'm talking about here. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12. In the Old Testament, right after Proverbs, Ecclesiastes right in there. Look at chapter 12, verse 5 and 6. Ray, I'm going to try to give you what preacher believes, how these people really, not all of them, Eddie, but Billy, some of them really have this. Paul had this, for sure. How can they actually see those people? I talked to Norma about this too, haven't we, Norma? And how can they, man, they actually say what happened, who was there? How could they do that? They're underneath anesthesia. They're knocked out, yet they can tell you everything that happened. Their soul and spirit was out of that body. That's why. How many are still with me? Now watch. I'm going to tell you why Paul came back. Look, how many got Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish. You got me in Ecclesiastes 12? Grasshopper shall be burdened. Watch. And the desire shall fall. Watch. Because man goeth to his long home. What's that talking about? That's talking about death. I'll read the next verse. It'll really tell you. That's talking about dying. How many are still with me? And the mourners go about the streets. People are crying because they died. Are you still with me? Watch verse 6. Or ever the silver cord be loose, and the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain of the wheel, and broken at the sistrum. Notice what that, look at verse 6, or ever the silver cord be loose. You don't get to go to heaven until that cord is cut. When you had the boys, when you had Kenny and Eddie, when they came out, there's a cord attached. How many are with me? Umbilical cord, is that how they call it? And what do they do with that cord? They cut that cord. And when they cut that cord, that baby's loose. But as long as that baby's on that cord, that baby's going nowhere. I believe God has a spiritual and biblical cord, if I can use it that way. And ever the cord be cut or loose. When Paul went up, Eddie, God didn't cut that spiritual and biblical cord. How many are with me? And because those people, Norma, they were up above, but then they came back in because that cord wasn't cut. And they got drew back into their body. Boy, it's quiet. I'm not flipping out. I know the scriptures. Many times God uses our bodies and things that we can relate to the scriptures. How many are with me? And the reason the Apostle Paul didn't get to stay in that third heaven, you say, well, he must have had a long and biblical cord. He sure did. It was a spiritual one. God can make it as long as he wants. And what happened? He let him go up and see it. Boy, he had fun writing about it, though, didn't he? And then came right back. He came. Look up here. Your spirit and your soul leave that body. How many are still with me? I don't have the scripture in front of me. I thought I wrote it down. It's in the Old Testament. I missed it somewhere. It says all spirits return unto God. Not all souls. The spirit is the life of man. God gives life. Is that verse 7? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Diane. Yeah, I have it down here. Read 5 through 7. Duh. Way to go, Di. Thank you for covering for me. Then, look at verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth. That's talking about our body. As it was. And the spirit, not the soul, but all spirits, saved or lost, the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. God didn't save our spirit, he saved our soul. How many are still with me? See, look up here. That life that God gave, that spirit, God's a giver of life, and God's a taker of life. So when people die, their body goes to the ground, their soul, if they're saved, goes to heaven, their spirit goes to heaven. How many are still with me? When Jesus calls us up to get glorified bodies, our soul, body, and spirit will be in heaven. But a lost person, their body and soul will be in hell. And I believe when God, what determines man dying? The reason I didn't die in that Robinson Hospital? That's a miracle. You guys, Robinson Hospital, that's a place you go to die. This church showed me the power of God. Seriously, I'm not kidding. You prayed me out of that place. And I had no consciousness. I couldn't even tell you those 12, 14 days in intensive. I don't remember one thing about it. Not one. I think I remember Munoz, Steve. He came, I touched his hand. I woke up and touched his hand for a moment and went back unconscious again. And he said, he came one night at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, I opened my eyes and reached out and touched his hand. God must have did it because I don't, you know, I vaguely remember doing that. And that's all I remember. Yes, sir. All right. We got a... Yes. What is that? Okay. Well, yeah, Grandma Teets. Yes. Yes. And then she died, didn't she? Yes, sir. I've seen it with my own eyes. I know. And I have scripture to prove. I have scripture to show me things like that. And so Paul went to the third heaven in his spirit and soul. How many are with me? But God didn't cut that cord. See, remember they stoned him? Acts 14, 19. They drug him out. They left him for dead because he probably was dead. But God hadn't cut the cord. How many of you understand? Emma, when you had those babies, then babies come out, you're their life support. Isn't that cord the life support? Then God cuts the cord, and then he's the life support. How many are with me? And so I really believe that is true. And so when people tell you, don't go out and buy them stupid papers at the grocery store with all the exclusive. You couldn't give me that junk. People making up stories. I'm not doing hokey pokey, jokey jokey. I'm not doing that stuff. Don't go out and buy them stupid things and those tablets or tabloids, whatever you call them. I wouldn't take them for free. I don't want to put that stuff in my mind. And I'm telling you, God, when a person dies, God cuts the cord. And ever the cord be loose. Ecclesiastes 5:6. And so you wonder how that can be. How can it? Because how do those people describe all that stuff? They're really out of their body. And by the way, remember, you can see and hear. I mean, with me, that soul can do everything. Hello? And people are looking down. You know, I can't prove this. And this is something I've never shared with you. I just felt, tonight I thought I might, I just now thought about my mama. I really love my mama. She was as small as Lizzie. She's real little. You're not 5 foot, are you, Lizzie? My mama's 4'10", I think. Are you close to that? Yeah, okay. You and my mom would have been perfect sitting. And that's where I got all my height at, my mom. And we got to the apartment. And they told us she just now died. She just took her last breath. I didn't get to see her take her last breath. But as I held her in my arms, she went down to 68 pounds, cancer. And I held her in my arms and I cried. I almost sensed for a few seconds, Billy, that she was hovering above me in her soul and spirit before. And who knows? I know you go right away. Maybe God let her hover to see us there for a minute. I don't know. But I sensed her there for a second. And then she was gone. One day I'll see her again in heaven. I'm excited about that. And she won't be having cancer then. But the reason she left that day, she hung on as long as she could. She died on Valentine's Day. Me and Rosie got engaged on, not that day, but a few years before that, we got engaged on Valentine's Day. And I miss her. Indeed, you're going to miss Mom and Daddy, and I don't have to tell you that. You are. But just keep in your heart, we're going to see him again. Amen? And so, the reason Paul had to come back into his body, because God didn't cut the cord. And he said, remember, I read you over in Philippians, for me to be as far greater, but it's more needful for me to be with you. God said, no, babe, you can't go yet. Paul, you got a lot of preaching, a lot of teaching to do yet. You got a lot of books of the Bible to write yet, half the New Testament. And so, and he said it was so great. I can't even put it in. It's so marvelous. It's so spectacular. I can't even put it in words. Words unspeakable. Man, I've got a message. Heaven's beyond is out of this world, and it is. We can't describe it. Oh, we try to read it. We get excited, but heaven's. We can't even think how great heaven is. It's beyond our imagination. There's a scripture, and I'm going to close with it. It just now came to me. Look, everybody look at the scripture. 1 Corinthians, I think it's 2:9. I have not seen. Can you get that for me, Rod? I think it's 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen, ear not. Is that, am I right on that verse? Go ahead. Is that 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians 2:9. Read it one more time, would you? Jackie, that tells us heaven's so great, we can't even comprehend it. We can't even grasp a minute part of it. That's pretty good. I mean, heaven is out of this world. And it's so great, we can't grasp on this side the greatness of heaven. I was really close to it about, you know, it's been almost 1 year now. It's almost been 1 year since I went in that hospital. And a couple more weeks would be when, at the time I was in that intensive care. But man, can you imagine that, Coolidge? Can you imagine how mad Paul was? No! Come here with me. And then he says, I'm here because you guys need me. God told me to tell you that. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm going to heaven. You're a body, soul, and spirit. You're a trinity just like God. And ever the silver cord, a Monday ago, God cut the cord of Brother Bobby. Come on up, Bobby. Boy, can you see him shouting up there now? And Bobby, he was always energetic. I call him the energetic bunny. Guess what? He got a new band. He's up there. And I guarantee his energy, his bunny's faster than the other bunnies. Guarantee Bobby's up there running for God. The energized bunny has been re-energized forever. He got them real good cells this time. I was trying to think what kind of batteries is it? It's better than alkaline, whatever. Is there something better than alkaline? He got heaven kind. And he's up there serving God now. I'm glad you came tonight. Think about those scriptures. Heaven's real. Heaven's real. You've got nothing to fear. Heaven's real. And before we'll close our eyes to death, and we'll open up our eyes to heaven. That's pretty exciting. Amen. And we're going to have a heavenly escort. I guarantee you, there were. D, when your daddy died, I'll bet that in that one little room, that room he was in, I bet there was all kinds of angels there. Angels of God are camped around him. We're getting ready to take you home, Bobby. Amen? Now he's with June. They don't come back. I don't want to come back. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad they're saved. And just think, Rod, not only is heaven unspeakable, we're going to be in that place forever, for eternity. How many of you ever went to a place you said, boy, we had so much fun, but it always took them. How many like vacations? The only thing bad about vacations, they end too quick. Heaven is never going to end. That'll blow your mind. I'm going to take an eternal vacation of heavenly bliss. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? Makes you want to get on the next load going out. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for the time we had in the Word of God. Bless my people, Father. Encourage them. Lift up their hearts. Holy Spirit, draw close to each one. Warm their hearts from heaven. Let them have assurance and confidence of the home we have prepared for us by God. And may that confidence and that joy and that love reach out to others that don't know you, that they also might have what we've partaked in. Bless our upcoming services and be with that buses on Saturday. Help us to put the Word of God out so someone could hear and be saved. We pray these things in Christ's name.